League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
With all the nice weather lately, we have all our gardening starting up. I'm sure Mom got a bunch of plants last weekend for Mother's Day. So every Tuesday we talk food with CT Food Girly at CT Food Girly on Instagram. You can find her there. A lot of the farm-to-table stuff is very popular now. So, you know, I was wondering what kind of restaurants we have in Connecticut for that.
Yeah, it really is. The farm-to-table has taken off. I'm really a big fan of it. I actually started my garden this weekend, too.
Nice.
I got a couple of great restaurants for us in Connecticut that really, you know, love to give back and do locally sourced ingredients. I'm going to start us off with The Spread. This restaurant is located in the heart of historic South Norwalk, just steps away from the Maritime Aquarium. Great restaurant with farm-to-table menu, seasonal outdoor patio. They have rooftop dining as well. They have dishes made from fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Everything on the menu looks fresh, colorful, flavorful. I personally would go for the massage kale salad. It's with sunflower seeds, avocado, goat cheese, house dressing. They have a Kobe burger on there too with aged cheddar cheese, spicy mayo. And every Tuesday they do a buck a shuck, which you don't hear about a lot anymore, but that's where the oysters are a dollar all night long. And they use local Copps Island oysters from Connecticut.
I've had that burger there before, and it is true that it tastes like, it's like next level, like when it's farm to table like that.
Nothing compares after you've had that.
Yeah.
You don't want to go back.
Right.
Also in Norwalk is Sugar and Olives. Now, this company is home to the Badass Bagel, which are 100% sourdough bagels. Now, we're used to standard yeast bagels that we have here in Connecticut, and you can find these bagels at many farmers markets where you'll see Sugar and Olives, but you can also pre-order them on their app. They're made with their own sourdough starter, organic and non-organic bread flour, rye flour, all non-GMO, regionally sourced or locally sourced, water and sea salt. So very simple, and all their bagels are dairy-free and vegan, which is great for people with those dietary restrictions.
I've heard of those, but I've never had a sourdough bagel. I'll have to check that out.
I know, I really want one. Another great town for farm to table is New Haven. Now we have Zinc. The restaurant has more of a modern American cuisine, but they really focus on sustainable food and local market inspired meals. On their menu, one of their small plates is Layutsi's Ragout Sherbet, which is inspired by the Turkish dish. So they're using locally sourced Layutsi's cheese, poached farm egg, drawn butter and herbs. It sounds perfect. They also have a five-cheese platter accompanied by seasonal fruits, local Connecticut honey, raisin nut bread. This is a spot I've always wanted to check off my list.
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
I know. I love that it's all local and fresh. And also in New Haven, we have Heirloom at the Study. Now, this is located inside the Study at Yale. They offer farm and coastal cuisine with an urban dining experience. Some of their CT vendors that are local to us would be 4 Mile River Farm, Steppe Farms Land, Calibro Cheese, Jones' Apiary, Sugar Maple Farms, Starlight Garden Farms, a bunch of local farms, which is great. They offer a good lunch with fresh ingredients. They have a warm local ragout, heirloom fries, sea salt and malt vinegar, aioli on top, spring onion fritters, which sound incredible, salmon tartare, lobster toast, and again with those local CT oysters.
Yeah, usually when I'm in New Haven, I'm getting pizza, so I need to switch it up a little bit and try these places.
Me too. The last one on my list is a bit far, but it's well worth the drive. It's Arethusa Altavola in Bantam. Now, this restaurant is absolutely incredible from start to finish. We made a reservation months in advance to get in for even a chance to dine here. Now, the Arethusa Dairy Farm is home to approximately 350 dairy cows, all in Connecticut. Now, if you don't want to take that drive to Bantam for the restaurant experience, you can still enjoy those products from the farm, like their ice cream, which is served back in New Haven at the Arethusa Farm Dairy.
Ooh, yummy. That sounds good, too.
Yes, great spot.
Right in the middle of spring, the nice weather. You know, maybe Mom's been doing some gardening with some of the plants she got for Mother's Day. We're talking about farm-to-table, all the best places to get some fresh farm-to-table food. Every Tuesday, we talk food with Alex from CT Food Girly. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. And we talked about restaurants earlier, Alex, but what about like catering and events and things like that?
Yeah, there's nothing better than fresh ingredients, especially when they're locally sourced. So we're going to start with the Farm Belly. Now, they used to have a food truck, which you may have seen in New Haven and surrounding towns. Now they have a mobile kitchen. They're able to cook on-site for many events that need catering. Everything the Farm Belly serves starts with dairy, meat, and produce from a huge list of local connections all around Connecticut. They've established relationships with over 50 farms. They consistently work with about 25 of them. This is true local farm fresh ingredients without the expensive food trend that a lot of us think about when we say farm to table.
Right, because I think everyone thinks like, oh, it's, you know, crazy expensive.
Yeah,
but that's neat.
Yeah, it's awesome. Now, if you don't want to bring the farm to your party, you can bring your party to the farm. Connecticut offers a lot of dining on the farm experiences. I've yet to do one, but I really want to. Several restaurants in Connecticut, such as River Tavern and Millwright's, offer special dining events that take place at the local farms we have around here. The first one I thought of was Feast in the Fields. So they serve up 6 evenings of magical dinners in this summer for 2024. Each night is going to have a 5-course menu showcasing the talents of cooks and farmers that we have here in Connecticut. They all now take place at the Huntsbrook Farm in Corey Hill, Connecticut, and there's room for about 100 people per night. Each dinner is cooked from scratch. It showcases the day's best produce. The ingredients are sourced right from that farm, so each menu is different every night. This is like the perfect New England date night special occasion, and you just have to buy a ticket online.
Yeah, that sounds perfect. That's awesome.
Something different.
Yeah.
The last farm to table I have for us is hosted by Max's Restaurant Group. It's called Max Chef to Farm Events. They offer ever-changing locations throughout the state with extraordinary menus. So coming up in June, they're having a local sustainable seafood dinner in Simsbury at the Rosedale Farms and Vineyards. So you'll be able to speak with the farmers. They see what's at peak that day, and they build their menu around that day's harvest. And in these events, you get to tour the farm to see the fields, learn about the history, operations, the products, and then dinner is served for you. And that's cooked from scratch that day. And it's nice because the ingredients are sourced by local Connecticut farmers, ranchers, and fishermen.
Nice. Awesome. I feel like it almost tastes better when you learn about it like that and when you go to eat it.
Yeah, you get the whole backstory. You know exactly where your food's coming from.
That's great. That's fantastic. All right. Can't wait to eat all these yummy farm-to-table things. All right. CT Food Girl, you can check her out on Instagram. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.